It's been described as one of the most frustrating and distressing set of medical conditions confronted by paediatricians. Fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, known by the acronym FASD, refers to a group of conditions caused by the exposure of the fetus to alcohol during pregnancy. The problem is widespread, with many women across the nation failing to heed warnings about drinking during pregnancy. Now the federal government has announced a $20 million Commonwealth Action Plan to focus on research and prevention of this disorder. Mike Woods has more.
Fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is an entirely preventable condition. But recent data shows many Australian women are not getting the message about drinking and pregnancy. Surveys suggest that anywhere between 20 to 80% drink something during their pregnancy. Data shows that about the same percentage of Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal women drink during pregnancy. It also shows that those who drink through their pregnancy tend to drink heavily. Unfortunately, the message comes too late for those with children suffering from FASD. The physical damage is irreversible, but in terms of their future, early diagnosis and specialist intervention can help. Dr. Elizabeth Elliott is Professor of Paediatrics at the University of Sydney and a paediatrician at Westmead's Children's Hospital.
The earlier the diagnosis is made and the earlier the health and educational interventions are put in place, then the more chance there is of that child fulfilling his or her potential. And furthermore, that early intervention will decrease the secondary outcomes, adverse outcomes of fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. So they include things like poor educational achievement, unemployment, mental health and drug and alcohol problems in adults who often struggle to live and work independently because of their problems.
Professor Elliott has also done a lot of work with the Fitzroy Valley community in Western Australia. She says there's a high risk of FASD in remote Aboriginal communities, but says the problem is not confined to Indigenous Australia.
I suspect there are equally as many children hiding in our cities in non-Indigenous families in whom there's been no connection put between alcohol use during pregnancy and developmental and learning outcomes.
Do we know, do we have any idea how many children in Australia suffer with FASD?
Well, we don't, because it's, first of all, it's quite a difficult diagnosis to make. It's a spectrum of disorders, as the name implies, and although some children exposed to alcohol in the first trimester may have facial features and birth defects, other children who are exposed in the second and third trimester won't have those physical manifestations. However, they may still have brain damage due to the effect of alcohol on that rapidly developing brain. So it's quite a difficult diagnosis to make. It does require a multidisciplinary assessment. And there just haven't been the resources, and nor are there the clinical services, to really make those diagnoses in a whole population.
For several years, a community-led strategy has been in place in the Fitzroy Valley in Western Australia to address fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. The Lililwan Project has seen Indigenous leaders partnered with experts in Indigenous health, paediatric medicine and others to diagnose and prevent FASD, support parents and carers of children with the disorder and raise awareness about it. June Oscar is a chief investigator on the Lililwan study.
This is an Indigenous community that's leading the way on this very sensitive issue. It's yet an issue that needs to be confronted by the other sectors of Australia, and particularly the non-Indigenous community, and they can learn from what we know and what we have learned about this condition. It's an issue that affects us all as people in this country. It's not just an Indigenous issue, it's a national issue, and it's an issue that's linked to the drinking culture of Australia.
June Oscar says her community is now taking what it's learnt about FASD to the rest of Australia.
It's fair to say that there is a lot more awareness now, particularly in our community, because of the work that we've been engaging in for the last 5 years. We're surprised when we visit other groups interstate as to how little many people know about FASD and understand that it is 100% preventable. And we're continuing to share this information with others. And we hope that us as an Indigenous community in northwest Western Australia can provide some good information, education in sharing the story of our journey in developing further our understanding around fetal alcohol spectrum disorders.
In 2008, June Oscar was instrumental in helping to have restrictions introduced on takeaway alcohol in her town of 4,500 people. June Oscar says the restrictions have worked, with rises in school attendance, a reduction in alcohol-related violence, and in healthy babies being born.
The alcohol restrictions have certainly brought respite to the community, which is what we were seeking. We have travelled through a time where we lost too many of our people to alcohol-related deaths and preventable deaths. Now we are very much in reconstruction mode as a community. We feel we've turned a corner, we've reached a new point where we can plan for a very productive future for ourselves and our children.
Professor Elizabeth Elliott has welcomed the government's $20 million announcement, but says the key to tackling fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is prevention.
We've really got to prevent drinking in pregnancy. That's the mainstay of the future, really. We've got to prevent fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. We've got to offer treatment for women who are alcohol dependent. We've got to enable clinicians to diagnose and manage these children. And we've got to particularly help Aboriginal communities where the problem is widespread.
And preventable. Dr. Elizabeth Elliott, Professor of Paediatrics at the University of Sydney and a paediatrician at Westmead's Children's Hospital. Mike Woods with that report.